This was shown on Fox News, but I got this from their channel. This is a horse loving, what, a horse loving? Well, a horse lover right here, obviously. A music loving horse. He sticks his beak out. I call it a beak. I know it's a snout. And he strums the guitar along with her. Listen to this. Before we go any further, I just want to say that tomorrow should go back to the regular format that I normally use, a longer format, because we're going to take a look at some news articles out there for tomorrow night. But right now we got a short one, a shoddy. There's not much really going on in this bizarro clown world right now. There's a lot going on and a lot not going on. I'm not going to do a full hour show with all politics. I mean, come on, man. There's a lot of channels that do that. But I want to show some nifty little snippets. You're hanging out with me. And then I got the important topic of today coming up. So let's take a look at this. I think this is cool. Listen to this. It's cute. Start off lighthearted. Look at that. Thank you. I like that one. Now, on last few videos, I mentioned that the temperature is supposed to go really
for decades. Commercial. It's been a.
Remember how I said certain areas of the country got flooded, and all of a sudden, cold air is right behind that. And I said, "Well, if that flood isn't gone, everything in that water is going to get frozen like a popsicle." Detroit, look at this. This is unbelievable, man. Take a look. I've never seen anything like it. I never have seen cars frozen like in ice. Look at this. Fences. Cars frozen, literally. Look at that. That's unbelievable, man. I've never seen anything like that. Not here in America, but I've never seen anything like that in general. Look at that. Everything is frozen. That means all these businesses, whatever's in these businesses, whatever's... This water's gotten into buildings and everything. It's all frozen, man. Could you imagine that? Here's something that I just thought about. What if someone wanted to, like, commit a crime? A heinous crime, a murder or some sort. How would the cops get there? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what if a couple right now in Detroit, while it's cold and this is all frozen, like a husband and wife, a boyfriend and girlfriend, they got in a fight. You know that stuff, that shit happens all the time. And it got violent. Then that person that committed the act leaves, even if it's, on the treacherous ice. What are the cops going to do about it? What is anybody going to do? Nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying that can happen. I'm trying to think outside the box. Like, if you were a criminal, would this be a good time to commit some kind of criminal act? I'm just saying. Or if something happened to go down, like you, in the heat of a moment, you got an argument with someone, and it just happened to be that the streets are frozen, everything's frozen in there, and you did something you shouldn't do in the heat of the moment, and then you tried to run, how much of a head start could you get? I mean, you're not going to be able to run, obviously, on ice, but I'm just saying, what can the police force do, is what I'm asking. You know what I'm saying? That thought just occurred to me, because I always think of stuff like that, weird stuff, like what if someone wanted to, like, go out in the street and break into that store or whatever that is? I know it's stupid. I know it's dumb, but criminals typically are stupid. They're dumb. That's why they do these things they do. But I just thought, that aside, I thought this was some kind of crazy-ass scene. I mean, everything's just frozen. Frozen. And then what happens when it thaws out? I mean, are these cars going to be able to work? What about the gas in the tanks? I mean, I don't even know. Will they be able to start up? I mean... That's crazy. Crazy, man. All right. Am I even recording now? Yeah, there it is. There it be. These next two clips, is it satire? Is this satire? Look at this. Look at these libtards. This is two wings of the same bird. That's the left side, and I'm on the right side. I'm not even on that fucking plane. I'm not on that damn bird. I'm not part of that bird. Look at these sick birds. Look at this. Is this satire or is this for real? Listen to this. Listen to this. Oh. All right, here it is. Here it is.
They, them, energy.
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 They, them, energy. This fat damn, looking like damn Michael, what's his face? What's that damn fat bastard? Michael, that makes those shitty ass documentaries. Oh my God, his last name escapes me, but I know it's right there at the tip of my tongue. But that's who this, what the hell is this, man? This is a train wreck. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this slob. I is this Pat? What the hell's going on here? They, them, energy. I can't, but what I saw is I was like, what the hell am I watching? And all these dumbass libtards in the audience with Kool-Aid in their hair, fucking nose rings and shit like that, they're chanting or singing along with this blob, this pudding of a waste of human flesh. I can't even believe what I'm saying. Let's play it again. They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy. I'm going to put on captions because maybe I'm... Is it they, them, energy or something? I mean, I can't believe what I'm...
They, them, energy.
We have captions?
They, them, energy.
Well, let's play it again.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
No, it's they, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
You libtards are so damn... You libtards are so damn retarded that... We don't know if it's a satire or if it's you're being for real. I mean, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, this shit would have been a satire. Now look at it. They literally are walking cartoons. You are a fucking fat slob, POS jerk off. And I'll tell you what, they've actually become the satire. These libtards are literally the satire. Look at this. They, them, energy.
They, them, energy.
You wonder why they say they, them, energies? Because they're legion.
Energy.
They're full of demons.
They, them, retards. Energy.
All right, Elon Musk posted this, and this looks like someone named Becky Weiss. Now, here's what threw me off. This looks like an Instagram video, but Elon Musk posted on X. This looks like a trans. This looks like a girl trying to be a guy on hormones or something like that. But yet, the name of the account is Becky Weiss. Is this really a girl? I don't even know. I was like, is this for real? Is this an actual libtard? Because this is how they talk. This is pretty much how they talk on fake news, what this person's about to say. But then I realized, no, sarcasm. All right, but listen to this. Listen to this. This is how libtards are.
The government would extort us more. My name is Becky. You know, I actually wish that the government would extort us more. My name is Beck. My pronouns are they, them. And Elon is just, he's a threat to democracy. You know, I'm concerned. It is in the nation's best interest to continue being extorted by the government through taxation. And it is frankly none of our business where they're spending that money. I saw a report that Elon found $4.7 trillion of untraceable spending from the Treasury Department.
This is a threat against
who does he think he is? It is none of our business. You don't understand. Government transparency is a threat to democracy. $2.7 trillion in improper Medicare and Medicaid payments? No. Our healthcare system is literally perfect. They said that they found 20 million Americans over the age of 100 receiving Social Security benefits. Assuming that that is fraud is frankly a threat to democracy. USAID is not a money laundering organization. And if you ask questions, you
That's
are
a threat to democracy.
No, listen, I hear you.
Damn,
I hear you.
Arts.
The Pentagon failed their last 7 audits in a row. But if I mess up on my taxes, I can go to jail. And that's okay. It's not a double standard. It's not. You know, at the end of the day, I hope and I pray that they get Elon out of there. They need to get him out of there and then just get back to extorting us through taxation without transparency. It's democracy. That is how we see it.
This is how the libtards are. Exactly. These bastards belong in jail. They belong in jail. This is child abuse. This is a baby. This is a baby, and this libtard, the common denominator is these libtards are sick, okay? If they're on this side of the bird and we're on this side of the bird, conjoined twin, evil twin, good twin, conjoined, I want a damn separation. I want a surgery of some sort. I want an exorcism of this bird, of that side. I don't want any part of that. This is disgusting. This is child abuse. She's saying that her baby was born one gender, but trapped in this gender's body. This is insane. But point to a conservative that's doing this. Point to a Christian, point to a patriot, point to a conservative that's doing this. Hmm? Hmm? Are they? I don't think so. This is what you get on the left, the libtards, okay? I don't know how to say the evil people in our society that is called the left. How you want me to say it, bitch shoot? All right, with your thumbs down, clowns. When you go low, we go high here. Read between the lines. Double dose right there. Ooh, sit and spin. I'm sick of this, man. Look at this. This is a baby. And she's advertising this. Is she getting arrested? Huh? Is she getting investigated? Anything? Crickets? Listen to the amount of evilness. This is insane.
So here is my transgender baby. Her name is Bella. Bella was born a boy, but no,
that's child abuse. Bella was born a boy. First of all, a boy's name is not going to be named Bella. That's first of all. You're a sick, sick bastard. When? This is child abuse. Is she going to be investigated? Take that baby out of the damn house. And I don't want Child Protective Services getting it either, because that's just legalized child abduction. DFACS, Department of Children and Family Services, or in certain states they call it CPS, Child Protective Services. Not protective. That in itself is legalized child abduction. So I don't want them involved. But there's got to be a certain law enforcement agency, even if it's a popo, somebody that can take this baby out of from this sick bitch, arrest this sick bitch, and put this baby in with a next of kin that's actually sane. Not a libtard either. All these libtards want to do is damn lop things off their kids, inject them with hormone blockers and feminine hormones if they're a boy, testosterone if they're a girl. They want open borders. They like confused genders. It's everything depraved and everything evil. They say that we're the ones that are tyrants. We're the ones that are quote-unquote Hitlers. Don't get triggered, bitch, you. Meanwhile, they're the ones that are calling for violence constantly against Trump. Why aren't they being arrested, or at the very least being investigated? Constantly calling for violence, yet they say we're violence. They're the ones that are racist, yet they say we're racist. They want to keep these illegals here, these invaders here, so they can, you know, pick the fruit, as they say, which is totally stupid, because fruit's been picked before they start invading in 2020. We had people working on farms before 2021 when Beijing Joe Biden stole it. We had people working on farms picking fruit. We didn't need extra invaders to come in to pick fruit. So that's a stupid thing to say. They were getting handouts. Gimme that. That's what they were getting. Luxury hotels put up in certain countries like out in Europe on friggin' damn cruise ships. Giving fine wine, fine dining. Free this, free that, free clothing, free housing, free apartment, free everything. That's not being productive in society. That's not working or picking fruit or whatever. These libtards are deranged. They want them to stay here and work, they say. Yeah, because they want them to work for cheap labor, which means that they are really the slave owners. The demon rat so-called party are the slave owners. It's not the Republicans. It's not the Patriots. It's just not. All right, so knock it the hell off. Everything that they say about you as a conservative, everything they say about you as a patriot, everything that they say about you, it's what they are. They project what they are onto you, the conservative. You that wants to just be left the fact alone, and your country to have sealed borders and everything just to be run right, and no damn bullshit false flag or any bullshit woke agendas pushed on you. They call you the bad guy. Meanwhile, it's them, okay? There's good in this world. There's evil. This is evil. This is all you get from these demon rats. They're not really Democrats of old. They're commies is what they are. They're Marxists. They're commies. They're depraved. They're demons. And the fact that they call themselves they, them, they're legion. They're demons. This country needs an exorcism. Been saying that for years.
She, her pronouns. I am in the middle of trying Black to heart. Get a doctor's Rum. Appointment in order to secure some medication to stop the male hormone taking over. Bella is 14 months old and is thriving in her new body. Now she's able to be who she was born to be. Trapped in the wrong body at such a young age has had a massive impact on young Bella's mental health. But with the right medication, we are going to get through it as a family. Just secured a grant as well to help Bella in her transition. So all costs have been covered. And it's such a relief.
It's such a relief. She listen, you libtard, you're a child abuser. You want this, your son, to take all these feminine hormones and then hormone blockers to block the maleness in him because you're sick, kooky, libtarded, demonic mind. These libtards are not Christian. Just because if they say, that, oh yeah, they attend church, well, going to church makes you no more Christian than going to, say, McDonald's or a Whataburger makes you a hamburger. It doesn't make you a hamburger. Just because you walk in there, you don't turn into a hamburger. No. You're not converted. You're not a Christian. You have no morals at whatsoever at all. And they need to be arrested. This bitch needs to be medicated and put in a damn padded cell. Because this kid right here, this child, has no say in the matter. So when he gets of age and, you know, he grows up and realizes what's done to him, I mean, who knows what he's going to turn out to be. He could be a serial killer. He ain't going to be right in the head. He's not going to be right in the head, and he didn't have a choice. It's not his fault. It's her fault. It's his demon's fault. These liberals are sick. You can't say, I don't give a damn if you pretend to be apolitical, like, hey, what's up, tries to be in Faker and Fiction. All these so-called truth channels try to claim they're apolitical, but they never or hardly ever go after these Beijing Joe Burdens. They never go after Kamialas. They never go after that, but they'll attack Trump. They'll attack this, that, that's, that, you know. They'll attack Trump, all right, which represents conservatism, regardless of what you believe on BitChute or anything else. You see what I'm saying? If you're going to attack Trump, attack Biden. You should be attacking Biden all the more. Hair sniffer, Kamiala all the more. Border czar that didn't even go to the border, didn't do anything but leave it open. Even Lester Holt from NBC said, you ever been to the border? No, I haven't. I haven't been to Europe, so what does that mean? Why aren't they attacking these assholes, these commies? Makes you wonder, huh? Makes me wonder. If you're going to attack that side, you can tell me there ain't nothing on there on these demon rats to attack? Bullshit. That side is totally depraved, totally. And just because I brought up Trump, don't get triggered, bitch, to the oot, because I know how you be, all right? I'm just trying to illustrate how lopsided things are of the apolitical type. If you're not political, then stay out of it. Don't be political. Or if you're going to address a certain political side, you ain't got nothing over there on that side to address, because you damn sure do, but you haven't. Kind of weird, isn't it? But I digress at any rate. This is sick. How come these so-called truthers aren't addressing shit like this? Huh? Evil shit like this. Evil, wicked. Child abusing. They should be addressing this. Ridiculous where we're at. And I'm going to leave you with this because it's late. New Boyd flu, put that in quotes, flu, strategy prioritize. They are prioritizing quaccinating the chickens as if they probably already weren't, but they're saying we're now going to quaccinate the chiggies so we don't have to kill all the chiggies on a farm when one gets a false positive. It's Faker and Fiction would say. That's right, they're planning a new strategy for fighting the bird flu, put that in quotes, because it ain't real, the bird flu. If you're new to this party, and you just arrived late to this party, this dance, it ain't real, just like COVID wasn't real, but the agenda also is, okay? The policy now is to prioritize vaccinations and have tighter biosecurity instead of killing off millions of chickens when the fake disease strikes a flock. Okay? All right? Okay? All right? So instead of one getting a false diagnosis and having to kill all the flock on the farm, they're now going to say, okay, well, this has the even though it doesn't. And then they're going to say, Okay, here's what I'll do, Farmer John. Instead of having you order you to kill all your flock, your entire flock, we're just going to quaxinate him. What do you quaxinate him with? Huh? Well, we're going to inoculate him against,
you know,
the boy flu that didn't exist. mRNA? Huh? Murdering the birds, man. They're calling this new policy that would involve a better and smarter perimeter around poultry farms. They're saying, who is it? This Hassett, this guy named Hassett, by the last name Hassett. Shit, I don't want to go back. You can look this stuff up. But the fact, the bottom line is, this is, okay. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, she was on Fox and Friends and said that her first briefing about being sworn in was on bird flu, and that the ruling class is looking for a solution to the skyrocketing egg prices. All right, well, the ruling class. Okay, good. The good on that. Well, I got a solution for the egg prices. How about stop killing the damn egg-laying chickens? The bottom line is, this whole thing, this bird flu is just an overhyped. It's made up, first of all. It's being overhyped because they want to turn it into a pandemic, which we here call a scamdemic, because they want to reset our food system, our food. And you know what that means. Elite bugs, lab-printed meat, you know. Things that God did not intend for us. But yeah, they plan on quaxinating. I feel like they've already been quaxinating. It's funny how this affects egg-laying hens, but it doesn't affect or hasn't affected the meat chickens. You know, the meat that we eat. Strange. What's in the eggs? Well, someone posted on Fascist Book just yesterday, or is it today? One or the other. I think it was yesterday. It was yesterday. That, well, if today's Thursday, it was actually Tuesday. That, there's a lot of nutrition in these eggs. A lot. Like, a lot. Kind of, sort of makes sense. I heard that China has fake eggs, and that might make its way into our food system. I don't even know. But the fact is, they want to give all these chickens quaxinations, so in order to stop culling them. That's going to be the trade-off. What is it? What do they say? Follow the money trail? Follow the money? You know that they're doing this to pork, right? And you know what? I just wouldn't put it past it that they're injecting all our meat, like, with quaxines. I'm sure they are. I think I even seen documentaries on cows that years ago they're quaxinating. Because they eat corn that they're not supposed to eat corn. And so they quaxinate or something like that. So whatever they're revealing now to us, it's probably old, more likely old hat. They've been doing it. Just like with geoengineering, chemtrails. All of a sudden now they're admitting it, but they've been doing it. See what I'm saying? At any rate. Whatever. This is not good. Because there is no bird flu. There's the bird brain flu. Because you gotta be one to believe this nonsense. So there is that. At any rate. Don't be a troll out there. That's what I got for you. Full speed ahead tomorrow. Well, traditional format, as only I can do, and as only you like. And there you go. Stuff that can chew pipe and smoke it. Don't be a troll. If you see a troll, say something. I'm oot.